Remember those infomercials a few years ago that pitched ways to buy a home with little money down? That pitch was actually a reality through banks. It's also how many, say, now place people into homes that they couldn't afford and later abandoned or were tossed, from which that caused the housing market to collapse. Now it looks like everything old is new again, though, as new mortgage rules once again allow for low down payments for home buyers. Here to discuss whether this will lead once again to a financial situation is a mortgage modification specialist, as well as owner of Cabaneers and Associates. We say good morning to Chris Cabaneers. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Chris. How are you? Thank you for having me on.
And it's CabaneersLaw.com on the web. Of course, we have a link over at our website, too, for your reference. I'm looking at the situation doing then and now. I always go back to that Einstein quote, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over, expecting different results. Why should I not be calling this insanity, Chris?
Well, what's different this time around, Chris, is that the loans are still going to have to be what are called full documentation loans, meaning that the people who are actually applying for these loans have to prove that they actually have the income to satisfy the debt-to-income requirements in order to qualify. So, you know, the first time around, the real issue was mortgage fraud. And really, so many people were providing stated loans, inflating their incomes up, such that even though they didn't make the sufficient down payment, they were getting approved for loans they never were going to be able to afford.
And in case you are a no-time home buyer, traditionally it had been a 20% down payment. That's especially for millennials who are staring at a college tuition loan payment book or loan repayment books. The Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae loans, and not all of them, but some of the mortgages are down to 3%. So hypothetically, do some easy mental math here. A $200,000 home, you could start the ball rolling with $6,000. And for some people, that's more than they pay for a year for rent.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be a great stimulus for the real estate market. And a lot of people are going to be making first-time home purchases as a result of these lower down payment requirements.
I did read there's some states, for Colorado, for example, they actually have grant programs that, again, it's a CHFA in Colorado. A first-time home buyer can purchase a home with as low as a $1,000 down payment.
Yes, they have a lot of programs now that are looking to help these people. I think that the reality that we're all facing is that, you know, new home buyers are saddled with debt that their parents and you know, previous generations weren't saddled with, especially as it relates to college costs. So this is a way to acknowledge that situation and to help and encourage home ownership, which for years has been a vehicle to building equity and wealth and a great way to save for retirement.
So looking at some of the stats, if you look at 2014 overall, it was for a majority of the year, a downward trend in sales. It was a pretty good kick up in December, and that's what's leading home selling, home buying experts to say that the realtors, for example, they expect sales to rise 8% this year, 2015, to 5.3 million homes. And that much of that growth is going to hinge on the first-time buyers getting out of the rental market. So is that the square one to get to square two? You make it more affordable, make things more reasonable financially, make more opportunity financially, so that an 8% jump in, well, any industry is a gold mine these days, but to have it in have it happen in the home buying market, that's some would say versus 3 or 4 years ago, that's a major miracle.
Oh, it's going to be a big jump, and I think it's going to be, I think we're going to really be surprised by the numbers and how strong a jump. You know, you got to remember, too, that, you know, as the economy improves, and we expect that incomes are going to improve as well, that more and more people are going to be available to buy and are going to be wanting to buy their first homes. And I think it's going to be a great, great surplus, an increase for the real estate market in general.
So Chris Cabaneers, who is the owner of Cabaneers and Associates, he's also a financial a mortgage modification specialist, CabaneersLaw.com on the web, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. For a person, as I use the term mortgage modification specialist, that is something, too, that the old-school mortgages, if you came up to a situation where you were struggling financially and the banks are well beyond the point where they want to hold on to pieces of property, they're willing to make a deal more so than ever. Is that going to be an option that's going to disappear or be more difficult to grab hold of now?
Well, we'll see. You know, the big stimulus for the modification programs that exist, or that have been happening over the last number of years, have been the Making Home Affordable program, which is something that was encouraged and created by the Obama administration, and which has been extended twice before, but which is scheduled to expire at the end of this year. So it's really going to depend on whether or not they actually extend that date out. Hopefully that they will, because I still think that there's a lot of people that continue to need help. But, you know, only time will tell.
These are stats from the National Association of Realtors profile of home buyers and sellers. This is for overall 2014, and probably gives just cause to why the down payments are lower and the opportunity is greater. First-timer median age was 31. 1 in 10 bought a condo or a townhouse. 1 in 4 said saving for a down payment was challenging. Of those, 57% said student loans delayed savings. Surprise there. 4 out of 5 used their own savings. 1 in 4 received a gift from a friend or relative. And more than 9 out of 10 chose a fixed-rate mortgage. Having never done the mortgage route, is that an inordinate balance? Should that be more 50-50, or does 9 out of 10 on a fixed-rate mortgage sound about right?
Well, I think that people want to lock in thinking that they're going to have this home, you know, for the rest of their lives, and they want to try to lock in the rates, you know, because everybody's afraid that the rates are going to jump back up later on. But however, if you look at, you know, what that 30-year fixed rates are now versus what the adjustable rate mortgage rates are, they're not that far apart. So it probably makes good sense for somebody who thinks they're going to remain in a property, you know, certainly longer than the 5 or 7 year arms, that they go ahead and fix in forever. But, you know, it's really as to, you know, how much money somebody's going to make in the future, whether they think they're going to want to, you know, buy a bigger home in the future. And, you know, they really need to sit down with a financial advisor and figure that out.
Also, too, I guess for the millennials, it's challenging because that's the age where they don't expect to start and end a career in one location. So when it comes to planning for the future, financially as well as career-wise, you sort of have to mix the two together.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. I think, you know, you got to look at it from all angles. And, you know, I mean, look, you get the tax benefits from purchasing the home. And certainly I think people can identify quite easily with not having to, you know, throw money away at rent, whereas they could be building equity. So
yeah, that's
I think, it's going to be a good foundation for anybody.
And again, if you look at 20% versus anywhere between 3 to 5%, let's go with that 20% figure. That's something that a typical millennial, based on what they're dealing with student loans, average of 30,000 student loans, and that's a low-ball number, really. And what they're earning as a starting income, they would need, on the average, 12 and a half years to save up what used to be a 20% down payment, assuming that they can get some sort of rate of return somewhere in the 5 percentile, depending on how they're saving. So, again, if you're looking at $6,000 on a 3 to 5% down payment, it brings about the availability and the opportunity. But that's just the starting point. You also have to plan for property taxes, for example, continuing to make payments. There's a lot more than just the down payment in the picture.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're going to have to be prepared. I think that again, it's not just the down payments, but the underwriting guidelines, which, you know, are still a lot more conservative now than they used to be. Typically, call for a certain amount of reserves, even though the down payment might be a little bit lower. Oftentimes, the reserve requirement of how many months of principal, interest, taxes, and insurance payments you need, you know, over the last few years, it has been hovering at around 6 months worth of that. So, you know, the down payment certainly helps in the reduction of it, but if as long as some of the other sort of safeguards are kept in place, I think we should be able to avoid trouble this time.
Now, as far as the work that Cabaneers and Associates does, you're in 8 states. Which states are you? Do you do business in?
Well, we are primarily in the New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, tri-state area. We also have in complete work in Florida as well through attorneys that we work with there. But overwhelmingly, the work in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut.
And New Jersey certainly being a challenging market too, because we have transient population, so it creates lower prices, but there's that that axe of the property taxes in New Jersey, which folks in Trent just seem to have a challenge trying to get that to something more reasonable. It's why, you know, I brought up that idea before, that you have to look at the complete financial picture before you lay down that down payment.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's taxes are certain, something we know well in the Northeast.
Want to find out more about what opportunities are afforded to you and what are more affordable than you might believe, and to get some valuable advice and guidance, especially if you're a first-time home buyer. You want to contact Cabaneros and Associates, you can do that through their website, CabanerosLaw.com. We have a link over to our website as well. We've been joined by their owner. He's also a mortgage and modification specialist, Chris Cabaneros. Chris, thanks so much for the education on the changes, the opportunities for first-time home buyers. Thanks for being here this morning.
My pleasure, Chris. Thanks for having me.